We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And welcome to another For Liberty's Sake. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Eric Thompson. I'm out here in the Central Valley in California. A little cooler today, 71 degrees, August 11th, 2021. On today's show, we're going to cover everything from Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium Day 2 to what happened early this morning from the Senate trying to get through an outline for the $3.5 trillion Christmas list for progressives that would just dramatically change our country if it actually goes through as is and doesn't get too picked apart, trying to make it somewhat reasonable, because unfortunately it's filibuster proof because it's only going to take a simple majority in the Senate since they're going through the reconciliation process, and we'll cover all that. And there's some other stories that we're going to get to. But the main thing I want to talk about is there's anywhere from, we'll go with the conservative numbers. Let's say 2.5 million people a month are coming across our southern border. But it's actually going to be closer to 3 to 3.5 because those are the people they're actually catching and somewhat processing. Now they're not giving him COVID testing, but that's a whole nother issue. I actually think Biden should be impeached or brought up on treason charges for what he's doing on the border, and I'll try to fill in my reasoning as I go along. So let's say three million people are coming across the border. I think more, but I'm going to be kind of split the path here. So 3.5 million or 3 million. In a year, 3 million a year. So over the next decade, which remember, if it's the first time you're listening, I think everything is predicated on 2030, the Great Reset and United Nations Agenda 2030, their sustainability goals. Everything's 2030. We need to cut, go to electric, 50% of the fleet electric cars by 2030. Cut the consumption of real meat by this much. You know, everything is by 2030. Global equity, etc. If you have 3 million people coming across the border up to 2030, then you're looking at 30 million plus. I'll say 30 to 40 million people from 100 different countries. Now, of course, if Donald Trump was to get back in office and then we tried to boomerang this and turn it all back around, then obviously these numbers are going to significantly change. But if the left could continue, because there's an article about Kamala even saying during as she was meeting with Mexico's president, what if we opened up the entire border? We should maybe look into that. Just as a point of discussion, open the border. So people are pouring across the border. We don't know if they're human traffickers. We don't know if they're cartel. We don't know if they're MS-13 gang members. We don't know anything about them. But if you end up with 30 to 40 million people by 2030 pouring across the border, and then through their illegal alien version of chain migration, okay, we're here. Now you guys come across wife, you come across children, you come across aunt, brother, sister. Then that turns into and childbirth. let's say it triples. So we go to 90 to 120 million more Americans. With the new census numbers, the Mexican population is already at 20% now of our country. So 20% of our country is from South America. They're saying Mexico, but let's be generous here. Conservative on the numbers. If you go tack on another 50 million, 60 million, plus another 40, 50 million and the other 90 countries, then what you have by 2030 is a country that is predominantly majority Hispanic, with right behind it the significantly declining white population. And then when the Great Reset feels like they've been able to implement the globalism and the deconstruction of capitalism, how hard would it be for to get, because out here in California, when I see people wearing masks and where I live, the Hispanic population is very obedient to wearing the mask. It's almost universal. If I see them, they'll be walking down the street by themselves wearing mask. How hard would it be for them to say, okay, we need to distribute assets and wealth and opportunities around the world. We need global equity. We need to, redistribute, send more food to places and all these other things, opportunities. And the only thing in the way is the Constitution. So we're going to see if two-thirds of the states are willing to vote to modify the Constitution. Since the left already owns the media, and we'll talk about what happened today with Mike Lindell, a judge is given the green light on Dominion to sue everybody and their mom for speaking out against their company. Yes, so much for the First Amendment. Alan Dershowitz, a far leftist Harvard law professor who's representing Lindell, said that this is the most important First Amendment case in our history. But we'll cover that in a little bit. But when we're sitting here going like, because there's article after article you can find online. There's videos of looks like 20 in their 20s walking on a ranch in a line, not in a hurry, with backpacks and jeans and nice shirts on and totally, healthy. So there's articles from Breitbart. Watch dozens of single adult migrants walking through an inland Texas ranch. Another one from Breitbart. Released migrants are busing from border to Texas cities without COVID test, says the Laredo mayor. So they're just walking in. They just keep just all day walking in all over the border, walking in, getting bussed around, not tested, put all over. COVID's getting bussed all over the place. But if we, the people, don't take our stand, and if, for example, the election fraud is not purged out of the system and the Democrats were able to get whoever elected in 2024, this open border rush wouldn't even intensify, because the push for amnesty, which they're trying to already put into this $3.5 trillion debacle of a unconstitutional, just country destroying spending bill. But did you ever stop and think about it? If they just keep coming in at the rate they're in or increasing, you're talking about a South American majority, primarily Mexico, but you would end up with a majority of people from South America in our country that came from countries that did not have Second Amendment rights, First Amendment rights, that the police basically did whatever they wanted to do. And on, they're going to, I think, be asked to go along, go ahead and, for the sake of peace and compliance and not being deported and getting that amnesty, you just have to vote. You just have to vote for equity for all races in the United States of America, and that would require constitutional amendments. Now, you may say that's extreme, that's not going to happen, but they're just, there's videos, they're just, you know, 400 children here under a bridge and in sectors of the border where you've got 40, 50, 60 agents now that have COVID, and you've got the 500% capacity trying to hold the kids in cages, and they keep coming and they keep coming and they keep coming. And I said, Kamala was talking to Mexico's president about just opening the whole border open, and they're busing people around and they're not testing them, and they keep coming. As our Congress is like, okay, here's 1.2 trillion for infrastructure. Oh, well, that, well, now we're, you guys are going to piggyback $3.5 trillion on the back, so over $4 trillion, and people keep pouring in and pouring in, and in these spending bills, there's money to expand Medicaid, because you've got to now provide free school Medicaid, expanded Medicaid, free college, more food stamps. Because you have to take care of all these illegals that just came in the country. Some could be terrorists because they're coming from countries like Indonesia. They're coming from India. They're coming from China. They're coming from Russia. They don't know, because they throw their IDs away over the river, and then they come in going, oh, I'm a Christian person from this country. Do you have any ID? No. Okay, well, we have nowhere to put you, so here is a sheet. When you get in the border, we're going to bus you here, and you need to go to one of these offices to set up your hearing. But you can see, if I'm right, what they're doing is by flooding the country with people who will not fight for the Constitution, who by 2030 would be the majority. It's all falling. It's falling in line what the goal is of the Great Reset. So I've been watching, like I said, Mike Lindell's Cyber Symposium. And we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. There's some people fighting. They're, you know, fighting all over the country to fix the elections. Because what has to happen in the next 2 to 3 years would have to be neck-breaking U-turn that would be historical if we're going to save our constitutional republic. Thank you again for listening. This is Eric Thompson on For Liberty's Sake.
Looks like you're not sleeping well.
Yeah, how did you know?
Hey, Megan!
What?
Hey, you're that guy!
The My Pillow guy!
That's right, and I'm here to help you get the best sleep of your lives. Oh, you have a down pillow. Here's the problem with down pillows. You lay there, you feel comfortable, and guess what? It goes down, and you got one bent neck. So this pillow's no good, and I see you sleeping on memory foam.
Right.
Well, I'll show you what's wrong with that idea.
Okay.
Sleep's all about too high or too low, and I'm going to show you where your comfort level would be.
So, you know, that feels better.
Right, that's better, but I'm not going to sit and hold this all day. So every morning you're getting up like, you know, it's not good. You're sleeping better.
Much better.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Sue and Joe are two hard-working entrepreneurs, but recently business has been slow. The idea of launching an online store has crossed their minds, but the thought of designing, building, and managing an e-commerce website is a bit overwhelming. Luckily, Sue recently heard about ShopToTheRight.com, a new website where she can list and sell her products without the hassle of maintaining her own website. Best of all, ShopToTheRight already has shoppers ready to buy her products. ShopToTheRight.com is dedicated to connecting freedom-loving Americans and business owners Learn more today at shoptotheright.com.
Thank you so much for staying with me. When you get to MyPillow.com, you just heard Mike's promotion there. Make sure you use the promo code FLS for For Liberty's Sake. FLS will save you up to 66% at MyPillow.com. And make sure you head over to ShopToTheRight.com. And if you own a business or if you want to buy products from conservative and patriotic businesses, you want to go over to shoptotheright.com and they'll get you all set up, or you'll be able to check out all the great products that are available. Okay, so I think Biden should be impeached for treason, for flooding our country with criminals, with people with COVID, and with violating our immigration laws, etc. And that's how bad it is at the border right now. Like I said, there's article after article, video after video showing people pouring across the border, and a large percentage of them are not being tested for COVID, but yet they're trying to demand masks, and we're having these arguments all over the country. Okay, day two here of Mike Lindell's cyber symposium. You can watch it on frankspeech.com. You can also catch parts of it on my online television network, MAGA TV. So MAGATV.com, and you can see 4 hours or 5 hours of today's broadcast. But I wanted to highlight two things from it. What's going on is they've invited all these cyber experts to come, and they have all kinds of things going on. They have screens showing rolling packets of data from each state on election night and the night after. So Mike Lindell has acquired all of the data from the 2020 elections in a digital format in packets of information. And he said, okay, if you come to this, you have to be a cyber expert. And if you can prove that this data is not from 2020, the elections, then I'll give you $5 million. Well, day two, no one's hitting them up on it. Instead, the left has embedded their experts who basically get data run out and then try to get some clicks by saying that this is all a bunch of conspiracy muckamuck. But there is a group called the Code Monkeys. Okay, so you hear about them. They're, you know, Arizona, and they're basically doing, they're the ones that are doing the audits, the forensic audits. So he had them call in, and they were looking at some newly released data from Mesa County, Colorado. They had the Mesa County Colorado clerk, Tina Peters, is a whistleblower, and she basically said, "Here is the information off of our disk. I want you to take a look and see that, because Dominion just came in and they're doing audits, not audits, I'm sorry. They're supposedly doing system updates and just want to see what did they do. So there's an article here from Gateway Pundit, because there was some misinformation put out that the hard drives that contain the information that these guys covered during the program today were actually stolen. Come to find out, no, they weren't stolen. So he's saying here, and this is from, I said, Gateway Pundit, this is from Jim Hoft. We have a big update. Code Monkeys' Ron Watkins spoke at Mike Lindell's cyber symposium on Wednesday morning. Watkins brought with him the alleged images from before and after a software update on the Dominion voting systems in Mesa County, Colorado. During his presentation, there were connection and audio problems. They were thinking they were being hacked. On Tuesday night, Mesa County, Colorado clerk Tina Peters stepped forward as the whistleblower behind Code Monkeys' explosive report on Dominion voting machines last week. Tina Peters leaked documents to Ron Watkins, Code Monkeys, last week before the planned Lindell symposium. The Gateway Pundit report on this leak last week. This morning during Watkins' presentation, Code Monkeys told the crowd his attorney, Ty Clevenger, had advised him to actually to stop his review until the hard drives had been returned, but actually they were never taken in the end. They were just copies were given over. So here's what they had the actual code. I mean, you've got these experts and we're all watching, and there's cyber experts in the crowd, but people like me, I'm watching it. But you could see obvious things like, okay, before Dominion came in and did their updates, there was two tables in the database. All of a sudden, that's doubled. And then code was put in that showed that it could cancel out some of the security issues of the initial install. So it basically said Dominion came in, and some of these servers were really old in the operating systems, and then they put in patches to allow them to access and to modify the rules that they said were originally put in place on these computers. So it's very damning information. Well, Dominion had actually sued One American News and Newsmax and anybody they could right before the symposium started, because they did not want these broadcasts live. My MAGAtv.com is new and small, so nothing happened to me. But in the end, damaging evidence, the Dominion's team was messing with this one county in the western region and the conservative part of Colorado. Well, later on, right before it ended, Mike was reading some of the articles that, you know, that people were lambasting him just to try to show how the media was biased. And there was a report that a judge in Washington, D.C., where Dominion had filed a lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani and against Mike Lindell and against other 100 other different organizations that they said had hurt their reputation by reporting on the Dominion voting machines. And a judge had said, okay, I'm going to, this was a couple months ago, I'm going to take things under consideration. Well, of course, during his second day of the symposium, the judge says, you know what, Dominion? Yeah, you've got enough here to go move forward. And Mike kind of got lambasted because he didn't know this. But what the judge was basically saying, that if for the people that Dominion had chosen to sue, that if the people who spoke out against their machines and their technology should be sued for libel, should be sued for expressing their opinions and professional opinions, thus negating their First Amendment rights. Just like January 6th, right? People were outside the Capitol. Some people went in, some were standing there. Well, you got a group of people been locked up for 6 months. No evidence. Because the government can, if you're in a lawless period of time in your republic where the judiciary is allowing unconstitutional things to take place. There's massive amounts of data and proof, and the experts were great today explaining how the algorithms worked. And Mike reported when they stripped out the influence from China, what states actually flipped it back to President Trump? Pennsylvania, for example, Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin. So Donald Trump, the data shows, won the 2020 elections pretty easy. He actually won the popular vote by almost 6 million votes nationally. But we're sitting here with massive amounts of data. They're trying to convey the information to people in government that could go back to their states. There's 49 states represented so far at the conference. Tomorrow's the last day. But if it plays out to be true, which I think it does, then what the left is, they put in pre-baked numbers of how each state would go with a little bit of variance to prevent things from going wrong. And then when the states where the algorithms were way off were going south, they shut them down, like Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona. Shut them all down at once, reset, and then were able to squeak out victories like 10,000 in Arizona, 20,000 in Wisconsin, 10,000 in Georgia. Come on. So, Symposium's going, I think, to accomplish what it meant to do. But in the meantime, tens of thousands of people are pouring across the border every single day. Try to picture the town you're in of 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 people walked into your city daily, illegally. So those are a couple of things that you probably have heard a little bit about. But last night and early this morning, the Democrat-led Senate okayed more than $4 trillion in spending in less than 24 hours. It's from Just the News. The Senate passed a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which includes $517 billion in debt, as well as $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation proposal. The Senate moved to debate on the Democrats' filibuster-proof $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation proposal. The framework for the plan authorized that level of federal spending past 50 to 49. Good old bipartisan effort. Nope, 3:50 in the morning. 50 to 49. This reconciliation bill includes spending for free college, free community college. Free universal pre-K so that they can get a hold of the 3 and 4 year olds too. Money for child care and Medicaid expansion for illegal aliens. This course is going to increase taxes on corporations. And once it gets into a formal language, then they'll put it up for a final vote. According to the Congressional Budget Office figures, a separate bipartisan infrastructure plan will add over $340 billion to the deficit and cost $400 billion over 10 years. According to the group, Biden's agenda will cost taxpayers almost $3 trillion over the next decade. This is what happens like in California when you have one rule government and they don't care about the future. They care about the now. Because there's a report out that Pelosi's concerned because there's Democrats that are saying, you know what, I made my money, I got my position, my power, and now I'm going to go retire or go back out into the real world where I can make millions off of what I learned in my 2, 4, 6 years up here with Nancy. So they're panicking. If this $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill ends up going through, and most of it's in there. It includes amnesty and all kinds of Green New Deal. It includes basically a Marxist laundry list in addition to amnesty for millions and millions and millions and millions of illegal aliens so they can create voters in the states that they're distributing them across the country. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Don't be down. Just wanted to get you the information. The border is a bull rush, and unfettered, it would just, by 2030, they say 2045, but let's get real. So you get back, we're going to talk about Pelosi, what's going on with the probable scenario that the GOP will take back the House in 22, and some other things, including Hunter lost a third laptop to a hooker this time. Thank you again for joining me. My name is Eric Thompson. I'll be right back. Clean Slate Tax and your tax mess. Clean Slate Tax is a tax relief company that helps alleviate tax debts. Tax relief, tax credit, deduction, small businesses, we do it all. Find out if you're eligible for tax debt relief. Call Clean Slate Tax today at 888-839-6139. That's 888-839-6139.
Name one time in history where the people who banned books, media, and opinions were the good guys. Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the world's youngest Bitcoin millionaire. I made it in Silicon Valley, and I've accomplished a lot in my life already. But now, I'm leaving big tech to fight for free speech. Because the big tech overlords are violating your privacy, censoring your speech, and I think that's so wrong. That's why I created the Freedom Phone and its uncensorable app store. Everyone is complaining about big tech censorship, but no one is doing anything about it. They say, build your own phone. So I did. Freedom Phone truly is the best phone in the world. It does everything your current phone does, except censor you and spy on you. With the Freedom Phone, your freedom of speech is our number one priority. That's why we built our own app store that is completely uncensored. If an app you love has been banned from the mainstream app stores, you can still download it on ours, because we don't ban apps, period. And we've developed the first operating system based on your free speech. There's no app tracking, no keyboard tracking, and no location tracking, because I believe in your security. How do we ensure you're being protected? Say hello to Trust. Trust is our privacy guard. It's designed to warn you whenever an app or a website is tracking you, and gives you the option to stop it. Your data, your rules. That's our motto. The Freedom Phone is comparable to the best smartphones on the market. It has an edge-to-edge screen, a super fast processor, and multiple cameras. And your SIM card transfers into the Freedom Phone seamlessly. Big tech companies hold a monopoly on public communication and the dissemination of information. And they are abusing that power. Nobody elected Mark or Jack to be the arbiters of truth in America, yet they still thought it was okay to ban a sitting president from their platforms. If they censor a president, they will censor anyone. Imagine if Mark Zuckerberg censored MLK or Abraham Lincoln. The course of history would have been altered forever. Out of all the constitutional amendments, there's a reason why the founding fathers made the right to free speech the very first. I believe you have a voice that deserves to be heard, without being censored. Protect yourself from big tech censorship. Let your voice be heard. Live free with the Freedom Phone.
Thank you again for staying with me. Welcome to the second half hour here of For Liberty's Sake. There are a couple Democrats that could significantly turn back, you know, or reduce the cost and put in some big cuts for this $3.5 trillion. It's still not good. It's not good that it's even going to go through, because it's not a democratically passed spending bill. It is just, we got to put it through a reconciliation process because it's financial, and we're just not going to go through committees and then get it out to the House and then to the Senate, and then the Senate sends it back if they have changes. No, we're going to push this through. But I did want to give you a little bit of hope. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are the two, if I can call them, moderate Democrats. And there's articles out One from the insider that Manchin and Sinema could push for big cuts to the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending plan to overhaul the committee. Says the Democrats passed $3.5 trillion, but they may crash into resistance from moderates like Sinema and Manchin. They may need to cut the price tag of their spending plan to keep them on board. But it's sad that we're relying on two moderates to somehow cut some pork out of a Marxist spending package. But that's a little bit of hope, the Manchin and Sinema. If something radical, and if you're a praying person, pray that Manchin or Sinema would just, somebody would get to them and say, go through the process. Do it right. This is your legacy, Joe Manchin. You're in your 60s. You want to go out as in the near future as, yeah, you were part of putting in government-run education from 3 years old up to 20 now? You went to, where the government can get their fangs into kids as early as three? And then you want to keep giving this magnet for people pouring in the country by giving them free expanded Medicaid, just all this free medical and school and earned income credits and the ability to get jobs and... Well, because of what they're doing, there's an article here from a Jacob Bliss that Pelosi's majority crumbles. Democrats continue to announce retirements, seek higher office. Says the walls are caving in around House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's hopes of keeping the wafer-thin majority as her Democrats continue to announce retirement or seek higher office, leaving their vulnerable seats instead of fighting a tough re-election. In March, Representative Philemon Vela, Democrat Texas, and Representative Ann Fitzpatrick, Democrat Arizona, were the first two Democrats to announce they will not run for re-election and retire. Both Democrats' districts are in border states, and the National Republican Congressional Committee has been pounding them. In April, Representative Sherry Bustos, Democrat Illinois, who was a former Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee Chairwoman, and one of Pelosi's top lieutenants, said she's not going to seek re-election. She narrowly won her seat in 2020, while Trump won her district in 16 and 20. Illinois is losing a congressional seat after the census. Another blow to Pelosi's majority is Representative Tim Ryan, Ohio, renounced, and he will be running for the Senate, trying to replace Senator Portman. And because of that, that's going to open up for Republican. And then in May, Representative Charlie Crist says he's going to try to run for governor against DeSantis, which opens up another seat. So odds are getting better and better and better. The Nancy is going to, I think, retire before the 2022 elections because she's not going to want to go back to being a former Speaker of the House, and her husband are so stinking rich, and she looks like she's a walking dead anyway. So that's a good story. Because we have to take the Congress, and then we have to get Trump in, or DeSantis in the White House, and then we have to just go, just U-turn this boat, so, like, now, like an unnatural whiplash turning it around. So the 3 million coming in, 4 million, whatever it is, they don't have a right to be here. So they need to leave. And everybody with them. We're way past the point of wanting to be liked. Quit trying to be liked. Quit trying to talk to liberals. For you that are Christians like me, we don't want to be rude and alienate people when it comes to this general culture and civics. When it comes to politics, there is nothing in common with Americans that love our country and those who don't. There's nothing in common. Well, we're both Americans. Okay, you're in the country, but one wants to significantly and quickly create a Marxist state, a tyrannical state out of this country. And we want to preserve the liberties for our future generations. There's several good court decisions that have been coming down as a result of the radical Biden administration going after Christians, going after people of faith, and trying to increase abortions. These are a couple articles from lifenews.com. On the abortion issue, I'm not going to belabor this. I'm going to do a show on it in the near future, but get real. You can go online, you can download an app that will tell you the development of a baby every day from conception to delivery. Yet there are states in America where you can kill a baby up to the second it was going to come out naturally. There's no secret what they do in abortions. Cutting babies into pieces, sucking them up through vacuums with blades on it, et cetera, burning them to death with chemical abortion. So they go, oh, the girls in colleges should just do it from home. What they do is they take a cocktail and it goes in and it burns the baby to death. And then they have the miscarriage of the dead baby. The baby comes out because it's been burnt to death. But the Biden administration said, you know what? If you're a doctor, then you have to do abortions, even if you're a Christian and you know it's murder. In June of 2020, President Trump issued a pro-life rule that protected pro-life Americans and helped save babies from abortions. The administration implemented a rule to block the efforts of a dangerous Obamacare provision that would be used to compel doctors to participate. In May, Biden reversed it. So Obamacare, which Biden then put back in force, you know what? If you're a doctor and it's a government-funded, if the hospital gets government funds, then you cannot opt out of doing the abortions as a doctor, even if you're Christian. But late Monday, a federal court in Texas blocked the policy, which would also force religious doctors and hospitals to perform gender transition procedures, including on children. That tells you how sick and twisted this administration is. Okay, you're a Christian. You know it's wrong. The science is there. We don't care. We want you mutilating small children if they have identified that they think they're the wrong gender and the parents are whack jobs. You have to go mutilate the children. And then you have to do abortions against your First Amendment right of free exercise of your religion and your conscience. When you're dealing with people who do not have a conscience, they do not have a spirit that hears from God, they do not have that internal prompting saying, love babies, love children, protect the vulnerable, protect women. Come alongside women if a woman's raped or if a woman's having a bad pregnancy. Come alongside as a cultured lover until the baby's delivered. But not in a godless, hateful culture. Oh, our clinic needs some more fetuses, quote unquote, some more babies to sell for research. So we have orders for some babies. So, oh, you're pregnant. You know, no one's going to be able to support you. So come in here. And youth will put you asleep and you wake up and the problem will be gone. Just the baby gets killed in the process. So it took a Texas court to say, no, you cannot violate the First Amendment because the government gives money to a hospital. Just like these, in the same mindset, Christians that own businesses in Oregon and Colorado and New Mexico, You could have 1,000 people that bake cakes, but you know what? In Colorado, the homosexuals found, the activists found out, who's a Christian among the bakers? Let's go to him and make him say no to us so we can destroy his life. Oh, she's a photographer or she's a florist and she's a Christian. There's 1,000 florists, but we want to destroy her life. So we're going to go in and make her, even though she's been giving us flowers for 5 years, we're going to make sure she says no to contributing to our gay wedding. That's the America that the left wants. Cancel culture, collective thoughts, brainwashing the kids, minimizing faith in God. There's a new study out, Generation Z, the youngest kids, you know, elementary school, getting older. When they poll them, only 6 or 8% of them has any faith involved in their life at all. So the Marxists have done they're doing their jobs. Took over education, took over the medical system, took over media, try to remove God from culture, exploit women, increase sexuality, get rid of norms, and then come in the end and just be the monster, be the tyrannical monster that will control everything, like the former Soviet Union. And that's where we're headed. The reason why I'm painting this picture is so you know. The symposium showing that Trump actually won. Everything that's happened since the Biden administration took over, Obama through Biden, anything he's done to me is illegitimate. Anything he's doing is illegitimate. So when the Republicans win Congress and the presidency in 2024, every person that came in the country, every bill, anything that adversely affects the liberties of Americans needs to be scrubbed. Because there's so many people in the country, we have to stop all immigration, all visas, start deporting all these people, and trying to figure out where are we at. There is no other choice if you want to preserve our constitutional republic. There isn't one. Well, I was going to kind of, I say this a lot, so if you heard this before, I'm sorry, but all the news that we're seeing is it's following what I think is happening right now, this march toward 2030. So if you're like, okay, I'm going to make sure that Republicans or conservatives take over the city council in my town, the school boards in my town. We're going to win the mayor. We're going to win our assembly in the state. We're going to win the governorship. We're going to win the House seats, the U.S. House seats, the Senate, and the presidency. And then we're going to just link arms and prepare for the backlash of the world and the media in this massive uproar as everything they've done just gets reversed. That's it. Anything short of that, then we are just playing games. For example, there's several articles out. InfoWars did one too on it. Mexican president says he discussed complete opening a border with Kamala. This is from today. Mexican president Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador claims he spoke with U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris about a complete opening of the border. In a tweet disseminated Monday, AMLO wrote that he met with Harris recently discussing how to address illegal immigration. Quote, "We spoke again with Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States," unquote, he tweeted. "In continuing in good terms, we dealt with the immigration issue, the complete opening of our northern border to reactivate our economies and continue with mutual cooperation to face the pandemic. If the left stays in and the borders open, then my 30, 40 million is easily going to happen in a decade. The alternative, we get in, get the wall finished, massive increase, pay raises for Border Patrol, ICE, set up the Mexico policy again, and just stand by in the correction. China is everywhere in America. And we know about Hunter. Hunter is a sexually deviant drug addict creep. And we know about his laptop that he had all kinds of incriminating information against his dad, the big guy, against his business dealings and nasty porn and all kinds of stuff on it. And he left it at a computer repair shop, forgot to pick it up, and the FBI picked it. The FBI went and squashed the story, and they held on the laptop and didn't follow up with it through the election. They still haven't. Well, Hunter is at it again. Joshua Kaplan at Breitbart wrote, Hunter Biden says he lost another laptop to Russian drug dealers in naked pillow top. Man, oh man. How much dirt, how much leverage do you think Russia and China has on Joe Biden? Why would Joe Biden be helping Russia to get their pipeline open coming out of Germany so they can sell natural gas? Which there's an article here that's you'll find stories on that the Biden administration's begging OPEC to put out more oil because inflation's going crazy because there's not enough fuel, so gas prices are high and people are feeling it at the pump. But it's okay for Russia to open up to help their economy. But here, you know what? We're going to close the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to shut down drilling on government land. Oh, my goodness, this is destroying us. OPEC, please come to the rescue. Well, Hunter Biden claimed during a post, sexual romp, I don't know what you want to call it, a conversation with a woman who was identified by the Daily Mail as a prostitute, that Russian drug dealer stole Hunter's laptop. Now, this isn't the one that was abandoned at the Delaware computer repair shop. During a Vegas bender where he almost drowned in his hotel bathtub, according to footage unearthed by the tabloid, the Daily Mail reports, the alleged incident would mean Hunter lost a total of three computers, the first abandoned at a Delaware computer store, a second seized by federal agents, each likely to hold sensitive information on President Joe Biden, and embarrassing pictures, videos, and communications of his son. The third laptop still appears to be missing. It was taken by Russian drug dealers after they partied with Hunter in Vegas, he told a prostitute in a conversation caught on camera. After filming himself having sex with the woman using his laptop in January 19, Hunter left the camera rolling as he recounted a Vegas bender in which he spent 18 days going round from penthouse to penthouse suite, sometimes costing him $10,000 a night. Hunter Biden. Joe Biden is leaving the doors open for China. Yes, they steal our information, intellectual property from our military and from our colleges and from the tech industry especially. Sure, they've got the Confucius Institutes where they're teaching communism at our colleges. Sure, they're buying up our land in record numbers, billions of dollars of assets. Sure, their students are coming, attending our colleges. We don't know how many of them are loyal to the state, how many are espionage. We don't know how bad China's hurting us. We know that the coronavirus came out of it. But then you got Hunter running around. Laptops lost, pictures, photos, after he's been getting, you know, he was given over $1 billion to manage for the Chinese government. And Joe's in there, and the big guy is supposedly getting kickbacks from people and shopping sprees. But Hunter is a loose cannon. Hunter should have no access to the White House. Hunter is a liability for and a security risk for the United States of America, as Feeble Joe, who should be put up for treason, working with Kamala, is executing a plan from the Biden, from Obama up, I believe, to take down our country. It's the last story I'm going to cover with you on this podcast. A Loudoun County teacher tearfully resigns at school board meeting over a highly politicized agendas. The schools have been asked by Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and these progressives to teach critical race theory and to tell the children that white kids are bad and that the white kids owe and they should give up privileges. There's a teacher out there, I think this is Virginia. She's had enough. Yeah, Virginia teacher Laura Morris gave her powerful resignation speech during a public comment at Tuesday's board meeting. Okay, listen to this.
My name is Laura Morris. I have been a teacher in Loudoun County Public Schools for 5 years. And a teacher for 10. In that time, I have learned so much, being on the cutting edge of educational technology and working with a diverse population of students that I have loved. This year, I have the privilege to follow my amazing fourth graders up to fifth, and I have been excited about this all summer. On the other hand, this summer, I have struggled with the idea of returning to school, knowing that I'll be working yet again with a school division that, despite its shiny tech and flashy salary, promotes political ideologies that do not square with who I am as a believer in Christ. After reading about your lack of consideration for the growing population of concerned citizens in this division, clearly evidenced by this empty room tonight where you shut the doors to the public, as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county. Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies, I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
So they turned off her microphone, but she quit because she said, you know what? I'm a Christian. And it's not ethically right to force hatred, bigotry, racism, advanced sex ed and everything through small children's minds for the sake of being social justice warriors trying to deconstruct the culture, deconstruct the nuclear family of mom, dad, child, and to try to destroy our country. And she's a patriot and she's a true American, and she said, you know what, you guys can stick your progressivism, and she asked that other parents do the same. So fight with her. Fight with Lindell. Fight with Sidney Powell. Anyone that says, you know what? No. Donald Trump. Let's make America great again. It's going to be hard. Are you up for it? I hope so. Thank you again for listening. This has been For Liberty's Sake. My name's Eric Thompson. If you want to get a hold of me, email me, Eric@ForLibertySake.com. See you tomorrow.